Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
All right. Thank you so much, Austin.
Wow. That last one was amazing. All right, Limits, it's time for the Limitless Express. Bob, you're all packed and ready to go. We have a first-class seat here. We're going to get served a nice meal on our little trip on the Limitless Express. Let's go, shall we?
I don't know why this one didn't play. Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
But that's how I meant to end it. But you heard Pony in there because Pony has some news. Breaking, according to Pony, the Steelers will not play the Lions on Thanksgiving. Pony says that week 16 in Detroit, a late season trip, the Steelers and Lions will play.
That's not Christmas, is it?
No.
Don't believe no? No, I think you would have specified Christmas, too.
Better not be Christmas.
So between Pony, the other guy whose name I keep forgetting, who's the guy who breaks stories on Twitter about scheduling? Livy? Olivia? Oliver?
No, Ozzy.
Ozzy, yeah. Donnie Football and what's already known. What do we have here, Limits? Look at him, Bob, in there talking to somebody else during
He's
our show.
He's talking to Craig. That's more important than us.
Oh, so, well, yeah. He is more important to us. At the Jets for the opener.
Yeah, I think that's pretty confirmed.
Okay.
You know, we'll see. But, yeah, that makes sense. I said that last night talking to Andrew on the sports call. I said he wanted the Bears or thought the Bears. I thought the Jets. It made perfect sense. For the two quarterbacks involved.
It's a fabulous opener, and I think the Steelers are going to lose. Week 4, Vikings in Ireland, we know that. Week 7 at the Bengals. Now we have week 16 at the Lions. And what was the other one in there?
Yeah, I was talking to Craig, sorry. Week 15 against the Dolphins.
Against the Dolphins.
In Miami.
So back-to-back. So we're talking about what is week 15 versus – give me the dates. Do you have dates on that?
I'll get you dates here.
This is incorrigible, Bob. And we have week 2 against the Seahawks. Yes. You forgot about that one.
The DK Metcalf
You're supposed to be keeping
game.
A list here, Limits.
I do have a list in front of me.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Seattle week 2 is the DK Metcalf revenge game. Week 1 is the Jets Aaron Rodgers revenge game. So maybe week 3 will end up being the Najee Harris revenge game against the Chargers.
Or the Kenny Pickett revenge game against whatever.
Or the Tyler Matakevich revenge game against the Bills.
Do we have a Bills game in there anywhere?
No,
Bills,
not Steelers? Yet. And I can't wait till we do. All right, Limits, to review, what do we have? Tell us.
To review, Jets, week 1 in New York.
Yes.
Week 2, Steelers home opener against the Seattle Seahawks.
Yes.
Week 4, technically a Steelers home game, but it's in Ireland against the Vikings. Week 7, according to Donnie, is in Cincinnati, Thursday night football, against the Bengals. Week 15, according to a couple different reports, is at the Dolphins in Miami. And week 16, according to Pony, is in Detroit against the Lions.
Bob, you know what I'm starting to sense
here? Wait a
minute.
One of these games, week 15 or 16, you're getting, that's, where are we with Christmas here? You have to be at week 15
or
16.
That's what I asked.
I thought you asked, like, was it all actually on Christmas?
Week 17 is in the first week of January. So 16 has to be in 50. If you have two games there, one of them will have to be a, that can't be right. Because I heard Christmas Day is all filled up and the Steelers aren't part of it.
Wait a second, but you still have games in week 15 and 16, Bob. Everybody does.
Oh, that's true. But what dates are we talking about here? That's what I want to know, because I'm trying to figure out.
Why did you wear Bears colors today? Did you sense something was happening? You're in orange and blue.
It's a phenomenal combination. I think style
really
is important.
Is.
I try to walk in here and upgrade the dress code.
You look fantastic.
I mean, that's all it
today.
Is.
Bob, you can see him on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. He's quite a man.
All right, so it would be the 21st, 28th. So it would have to be the 21st or 28th in December.
There you go. Here's the pattern I'm sensing. It obviously has yet to be filled in completely, Bob, but if this were like Wheel of Fortune and we were filling in trying to guess, it looks to me like last year in the sense that the Steelers kick it off to a very good start. Like I just said, I think they'll lose to the Jets, but it's the Jets.
And they did that last year, and
so,
we thought that they would get off to a good start,
right?
And they did.
So if you start at Jets, at home against Seahawks, and then skip a week and go to Vikings, those are three very winnable games,
you
Limitless.
Those are also winnable games,
you
yeah.
think the Vikings are winning? They have a really good roster. Don't underestimate
them. They're okay, but very winnable.
They are. But I would remind you that the Jets, when the Steelers go to New York, they seem to have problems playing there for whatever reason.
Well, the Steelers are barely above 500 teams, so they have problems in a lot of places.
I would agree with Seattle. Week three will be interesting. But the Vikings, that's a tough
Now, what if they spice up the Bills late in the season, too? Because we already are at Lions. Is it at Miami?
Yeah.
At Miami and at the Lions in week 15 and 16. Bob, if I were going to guess here, who was the woman who did the Wheel of Fortune? Vanna White, right? Is that
yes.
correct?
That's correct.
If she was doing these a little puzzle here, I would answer easier early schedule, tougher later schedule.
And
that's what it's shaping up as.
It sounds to me like you're going to have the Ravens twice later in the year, perhaps.
Maybe.
The other Cincinnati game later in the year, perhaps, could be one of the ending games.
Now, it won't be as ridiculous as last year. That was
well,
a joke.
Well, at Miami, at Detroit,
it is at home against Miami.
Look at
correction.
How easy that guy swung that club, Bob. And he just did it 350 yards. It looked like he wasn't even swinging. Do you do that?
No.
Joe.
I don't hit that.
Correction, Miami is at home.
All right, so week 15, Miami at home.
Miami is at home.
That makes it easier. It does, because they're going to stink. They really are, Bob. Do you agree with that?
I think the Steelers will win that game, yes.
Well, you're right, though. We can logically assume, I think, that week 18 is going to be either Baltimore or Cleveland.
Right, which means then if you go that way, at some point here, you got to figure out the Ravens, Browns, and Bengals. We know one Bengals game, but
yeah,
I don't know. Is it week 10, 11, 12, 12, 13, 14?
Great.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question, and we'll see what else we can fill in before the end of the show. Next.
Mike Nicastro says, schedule leak, the Steelers will be playing on AFC Wildcard Weekend on the road as an 8-point underdog.
and we'll lose 31-14. Yes. The easiest prediction of all. All right, next on the Limitless Express.
All right, Joe, I have a clip for you on what Mike Tomlin had to say about playing in Ireland.
Man, we're unbelievably excited about this opportunity to play in Dublin, really for two very specific reasons. First, man, it is an honor and a privilege to represent the game of American football internationally and maybe introduce it to a new set of fans. It is a great honor to play the game that we love and to be able to do so on foreign soil. Number two, I smile when I think about the late, great Ambassador Rooney and how fired up he would be about this game. I remember when he was ambassador to Ireland, he used to have a 4th of July flag football game every year. And so I think about him, but I also just simply think about the honor and privilege to play our game globally.
Very well said there.
Oh, and Coward tells a good question about how much these games mean to the Rooney family when the last time they played there was like 28 years ago. It was a preseason game.
Yeah.
And it was the Chicago Bears. And Cowher had every intention of not playing any regulars because it was a preseason game. He was going to go over there, take part in all the stuff. But then the game was, you know, just don't get hurt, play, until he found out there was a crystal vase that was given to the winning team. And Patricia Rooney really wanted that vase. And he became keenly aware that he better win this game because she wanted that vase. So he played regulars a lot more than he would have.
Just very interesting.
So that's,
and did they win?
Yeah.
Is it the blue vase that Pitt has on the Southside facility?
No, I don't know. It should be green, right?
How about the River City Trophy? Remember that one, Limits?
No one understood the vase joke.
I didn't understand.
Adam vase?
What no, remember the, when Pitt had that vase where they would put their like thoughts in? It was like a symbol. Vase. Remember Noah got like chewed out because of the vase?
I don't.
No? Bob, the Pitt football vase?
No.
Do you want us to laugh?
The blue vase?
I remember the River City rivalry trophy. Do you remember that? Them in Cincinnati?
Yes, I do. That was a big trophy. Texter, thanks, Limits. Just brought my flight to Miami for the game.
He thought it was in Miami, Bob. What else do we have, Limits? Finish it off, will you?
All right, I'll throw one more at you. As you guys know, it airs on CBS, Bob's channel. You know my favorite reality show is Big Brother, Joe. They just announced a date for it that has just been announced. The final day to apply for the show is 2 days from now. Should your friend Limits apply to be on the show?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Bob, would he be good on that
show?
Bob,
would you help me?
He'd be the little brother.
I love that show. I watch it all the time.
I have some connections that could help you.
Oh, my gosh,
Bob. I can help you.
There you go.
What is the other show that you would be good at, I think?
Stealth.
No, it's not Love
the Amazing
Connection.
Race.
No, the one that they lock you in a room.
Treasure Island.
No, I can't think of the name of the show.
What
now.
Do you mean they lock you in a room?
Yeah, don't you mean locked in the house? Big Brother, you're locked in the house.
No,
this
dangerous.
Is not it.
During
this
the summer.
This is like a love thing where you just
Love Island,
the dating game, the Newlywed Game. Remember that show, Bob? Who hosted it? The Newlywed Game. Was it Bob Newhart? Not Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart. I can't remember. Chuck Willery?
Chuck Willery.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chuck Willery.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, I'm crashing hard. I don't feel well all of a sudden.
Bob, are you actually for real? You might be able to get me on the show.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that, but
Bob
I can certainly put you in a position.
Oh my gosh, Bob.
Where you could be heard at least.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Listen, the story today is the schedule, the NFL schedule coming out in bits and pieces. That's what we're going to do in the 1 o'clock hour. That's the story. We're going to tell you what we have on the Steelers, any additions to it. We're going to start piecing this thing together. And some other games around the league are getting announced left and right. We have almost a complete Thanksgiving Day slate. Let's talk NFL. Let's talk games coming up next on Pomp and Joe. Do I owe you anything, Limits? Yes, I do.
Yes, Joe, you have a message for the people.
Is it the Good Feet Store?
Yes.
I love talking about the Good Feet Store because my feet used to hurt all the time. Specifically, the joints of my big toes, as you know. You've been listening to this show, and there's nothing that kills an exercise regimen like foot pain. For you, it could be plantar fasciitis, could be pain and burning in the balls of your feet, could be needles in your heel. A lot of things can go wrong with those feet. They can, and they tend to ruin things when you have problems. It's hard to diagnose. I still don't know what was wrong with the joints of my big toes.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.